Pastor Mike here. Thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time today. If you haven't already, I'd love for you to sign up for our daily email. It's a great way to start the day. It's the way that I start my day. And it's a way to bring God's word straight into your inbox first thing in the morning. My teammates at Time of Grace do a fantastic job of giving you video and written devotions, blog posts, podcast episodes, and the occasionally fun and quirky social media posts. And all of it's to encourage you with God's amazing word. Just go to timeofgrace.org to sign up today.
You're not tired, you're empty. This is what a therapist said to Pastor Craig Groeschel. He's a pastor who leads a very large church, and he was feeling drained, and he was feeling burnt out and depressed, and he went on a vacation, an extended vacation, but when he came back, he felt just as empty and just as sad and depressed, and he didn't know what to do. And that's when his therapist told him, "You're not tired, you're empty. The work that you're doing is draining you like a battery being drained of its energy, like a car that's running out of fuel," and he needed to find a way to fill up. If you're going through a season of burnout or midlife crisis, this might be what's going on in your life. It's not that you're just tired. Because if you're tired, you could just go sleep more or take a vacation, you would feel better. But if it feels like nothing you do gives you enough rest, well, maybe it's not that you're tired, but maybe you need to be filled up. You're empty. This seems to be what was going on for King Solomon when he wrote this in his book, Ecclesiastes. "So my heart began to despair over all my toilsome labor under the sun. For a person may labor with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, and then they must leave all they own to a person who has not toiled for it. This too is meaningless, a great misfortune. What do people get for all the toil and anxious striving with which they labor under the sun? All their days their work is grief and pain. Even at night, their minds do not rest. This too is meaningless." So Solomon was looking at all the hard work that he was doing, and he felt empty. He felt like it was all meaningless. He felt drained because he was working so hard and he didn't see a purpose in it. That's how you feel. Solomon goes on to explain ways that we can respond to that feeling of being empty. He says in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, "A person can do nothing better than to eat and drink, and find satisfaction in their own toil. This too, I see, is from the hand of God. For without him, who can eat or find enjoyment? To the person who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness." And so Solomon says, if you're feeling empty, engage in some of the simple joys of life to fill you up. You know, eating a good meal, enjoying time in nature, or family and friends, enjoying the simple things of life. I know when I was going through a season of burnout and feeling like a midlife crisis, what I needed to do was engage with nature. So I did a short camping trip, just me and my dog. We got out into nature, reconnected with God, went on a few hikes. I came back filled up. So what about you? If you're feeling empty right now, what are some activities that are maybe different from the work that you do, different from the things that are draining you to fill you up? Is it connecting with nature? Is it connecting with family or friends? What are some of those activities that could fill you up when you're feeling empty? Give yourself some space, some room to reconnect with God, His Word, and things that fill you up. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for the gift of work, but sometimes work can feel like meaningless toil. And so if we're feeling empty right now, show us the things that would fill us up. Help us to be filled up on you and your presence so that we can return to the activities and callings that you have given us and serve to your glory. In your name we pray.